Just before we start today, are you a teacher? Most listeners aren't, because we aim this show at students. But if you are an educator of some form, I just wanted to let you know that I'm co-authoring a special series this month on effective studying with this week's podcast guest, Peps McRae, for his famous ultra-concise, ultra-high-value Evidence Snacks email newsletter. In the three-part series we've put together, I'm sharing some of my all-time favourite tips and tricks that I've learned over the years to help embed smarter study strategies in your school, helping students study smarter, not harder, going beyond the research recommendations to figure out exactly what we need to be telling students to help them put good ideas into practice. In the email series, I'm even giving away some of my teaching resources so you can pick up some ready-to-teach lessons so you can deliver these ideas directly into your school. So you get slides, a little video, and even a workbook for your learners. Follow the link in the episode description to catch up on any emails in the series that you might have missed so far, and then sign up to Peps's Evidence Snacks email list to get the rest of the series delivered directly to your inbox. For everyone else listening, all my non-teacher friends studying hard for their exams at school, university and more, I just wanted to say, especially if your exams are coming up soon over the next few weeks, hang in there, my friends, keep going, you've got this. And now, here's today's episode.
Welcome to the Exam Study Expert Podcast, helping you ace your exams at school and university through the psychology of high performance and the science of studying smarter, not harder. It's my pleasure to introduce your host, the Cambridge-trained memory psychologist and exam success coach, William Wadsworth!
Hello and welcome back to the Exam Study Experts podcast. As you may remember, if you heard yesterday, we met David Heiner, a force of nature whose obsession with goals has led him to study hundreds of high achievers and the way they went about setting their goals. It was a great episode. He gave some fantastic advice around setting massive goals, why that matters, and his system for making that a reality. Today is all about offering, if you like, a counterweight to that advice, because I think while the whole massive goals thing is undoubtedly a really powerful message for an awful lot of people who might be in danger of settling for average, as David puts it, that is to say, aiming for less than they can achieve, being less than they can be, it's a really big problem for a lot of people. That said, I don't actually think that's too big a risk for too many of our listeners out there. Heck, you're sitting there listening to a podcast about how to study for your exams. You're probably not the sort of person who's in too much danger of settling for average. Now, if anything, I think your issue is not so much that you need to start stretching yourself, but rather that you need to give yourself a break from stretching yourself because you're already stretched so far it's not good anymore. So in this rather brief little mini episode, I came here with a brief message for those who need it today. You are enough. You are doing enough. Your grades, your performance, your score is enough. You've learned enough. Your efforts to date, the track you're on, is more than enough to get you the pass you need in your exams or assignments. You don't need to score 100%. No one ever does, by the way. You don't need to come top in your class. You don't need to live up to whatever arbitrary amount of hours of work per day or per night you've decided you need to do, lest you feel racked with guilt about not working enough. You're doing enough. You are enough. It's a theme that's been running throughout the podcast this year. In particular, I talked to Chris Bailey back in episode 91 about how, in his words, the path to productivity runs right through calm. That is to say, actually easing off intense pressure, perhaps being more focused or targeted in what you want to work on. That is to say, finding a little calm, finding a little more balance. You can actually end up getting more useful stuff done as a result than it was otherwise the case. Now, I know this switch is really, really hard. You're probably not having a whole lot of fun pushing yourself as hard as you are if this message is landing for you. In episode 93, we met Kimberly, and her words really stuck with me. She said she used to think that breaks are for the weak, and she, at the time she was working 10 hours straight and sleeping, she said 2 or 3 hours some nights, which is just bananas. Please don't do that. I'm happy to say, though, towards the end of our conversation, she reported that she'd seen the light and learned about the power of taking breaks, the power of sleeping properly. And now she takes breaks as she works. I find that helps her increase the amount of work she gets done in the same time period, not reduce it. And she sleeps a minimum of 7 hours every night. And all that, despite having huge amounts of studying to fit in and around the full-time work she needs to do to balance her budget. She's doing all of that and still achieving a 4.3 grade point average, which is phenomenal. Now, in a couple more weeks' time, we'll meet Ruth Poundwaite. Ruth is a coach who specializes in working with sensitive and ambitious people. And one of the things you'll hear in that episode is how ambitious people often feel discomfort in resting. I love the way she puts that, discomfort in resting. You feel conflicted when you're resting because you're ambitious and driven, and part of you thinks, I must keep working, I must keep studying, no breaks, cut back on sleep, all that. But take it from productivity guru Chris Bailey. Take it from sensitive coach Ruth Poundwaite. Take it from the experience of Kimberly, a recovering former study all hours kind of student who's since found a better way to fit it all in and is doing it fantastically as a result. Take it from the research that says that past a certain point, the number varies, but I've seen 35 to 40 hours a week. I've seen 55 hours a week. Your productivity plummets past that certain tipping point, such that adding yet more hours of work doesn't actually change the amount of work you get done. It certainly doesn't increase it. If anything, it might start to reduce it. And that's the amount of overall work, not per hour, but across the whole week. Or simply take it from me, and all that I've seen in my years as an exam success coach, the secret is not working yourself into the ground, but finding a calmer schedule, finding a way to balance things, pushing through the discomfort you feel in taking breaks and resting properly, pushing through the discomfort you feel in crossing off important things on your to-do list in order that you can give appropriate attention to the things that remain, and working smartly, as smart as possible, in the time that's left. Now, again, I know this isn't a message that everybody needs to hear. Perhaps you do need to go back and listen to the episode with David Heiner talking about how to stretch yourself and set massive goals. But for those who did need to hear this message today, I do understand it's not necessarily going to be a comfortable message to hear. And I honour that. But what I would say is, as a mentor of mine is fond of saying, your success in life is directly proportional to the number of uncomfortable moments you can get through. Because those are the times we make the most powerful and impactful changes. So, if you're relatively new to the podcast, I would suggest going back and listening to episode 66. I often recommend that as a starting point, the six pillars of student success. And that's a great place to learn about, well, in all the time that you're, well, in the remaining time that you are leaving to study, having balanced your schedule a little better, in your remaining time, how you're going to get the most out of that time, how you're going to study as smart as possible. Episode 66 and the six pillars is a great overview of what I would suggest. You can also download a one-sheet summary of all those six pillars from examstudyexperts.com/pillars. And you can keep it on your desktop or print it out and stick it on the fridge or something if you want. And if you need help making the shift, whether to smarter ways of studying, whether to a more balanced way of studying, I am, as always, ready to serve as your exam coach. I can help you not only by arming you with the most relevant tools to study smarter, learn faster, remember more, concentrate better, the tools that are the best fit for you and for your course, but also by supporting you if this is something you need, in giving yourself the permission you need to find that slightly calmer schedule, that slightly more balanced approach, embracing the rest and recovery time you need in order to not only have, you know, better well-being, but also perform at your best. It's not just about better well-being. It's also about getting you the most productive weeks possible by having a better balance and the best results you can at the end of the process. So you can learn more about coaching at examstudyexpert.com/coaching. It'd be an absolute pleasure to support you, whether you are at school or university, or whether you are a professional taking exams as part of your career. That's examstudyexpert.com/coaching. And I'd also say that if coaching is not an option for you for financial reasons, you're always welcome to reach out to me by email if you have questions or reactions to this or any other episode. The email address is william@examstudyexpert.com. I'm always happy to hear from people, but I think particularly so after an episode like this. So do let me know how this episode landed for you. And if you have any questions at all, I will do my best to support you. And that's a wrap on today's brief little mini episode. I hope it's been a useful message for at least some of you out there. As I say, those of you that need to hear it, I hope it's been a useful little chat. Perhaps it's one you might need to come back to and have a re-listen to again from time to time as you're kind of doing this work. It's not a kind of all one and done thing. And I know that it's not just going to be a big bang change having listened to this. So do feel free to kind of bookmark this one and keep coming back to it if it's one that's resonated for you. All that aside, I just want to take this opportunity, as always, to wish you every success in your studies. You are enough, and you have got this. Thanks ever so much for listening.
If you've got exams coming up, you can now get all of William's favourite tips and tricks to save you time and get you higher grades, all in one handy cheat sheet. Grab your copy at examstudyexpert.com/freetips. Thanks again for listening, and see you soon.